Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Someone that's as talented as this artist that I have on the show coming up, you have to make things happen. Yes, you do. But before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Miss Alex Isley. Thank you so much, my love, for joining us yesterday. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new single, Lord Have Mercy, on to you. It's available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, and also for those who like a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, gifted singer, songwriter in the UK, my goodness, man. Her talent is limitless. I mean, she has a lot of talent. Her debut EP, of course, Genesis. I'm talking about Miss Robin Page, and one of the songs from the EP called Ocean Deep, and the video is exquisite, just like the artist. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented Miss Robin Page. Princess, how are you doing this morning or this evening in UK? How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today. And congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful project.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad that you guys all like it over there.
Oh, absolutely. So I must ask you, who came up with the concept as far as the entire album, the EP rather, Genesis, because it has so many different layers of music where people can just pick and choose what they're feeling and what they're vibing with at a particular moment in time?
Yeah, so I came up with the idea of calling it Genesis because I just feel like I'm at the beginning stages of my career. You know, I thought that would be a perfect title because it's just the beginning for me. But obviously, if you go through the songs, which is it's available for pre-order now, so it's actually out next week. So if you pre-order that, you can hear a snippet of all the songs. But it's just been my journey, really, of all the different songs. So you'll go from Ocean Deep, which talks about, like, being in a place in your life where you feel like you're asking for help. And then the same with kind of White Space. That's kind of, like, as an artist, I think you go through different stages being a creative person. You're always reaching for something. So that song kind of talks about that. And then we've got Righteous and Jaded and Heartbreaker, which speak more from a relationship standpoint of like situations that I've been in. So yeah, that's just kind of the journey that I've been on through the process of making this EP.
You know, one of the things that I've always found very gratifying for me as a lover of music is that when you're able to deal or build a rapport with an artist who is not afraid to show a sense of vulnerability and give the listeners more of an idea of who they are and what they represent, as you just stated about the journey. How long did it take for you to be comfortable enough to not having an issue with sharing such vulnerability or sharing your experience and your journey with the listeners?
Yeah, I think it's just been a process. I mean, this took me maybe, I've been compiling this probably for the past year, but I've been working on the music for probably the past like 3 years. I think the journey is just, it's just been going through the journey of trying to be open and living my truth and like speaking from my perspective and how other people can resonate with that. So it took a while, and I'm still on that journey as well. So with the next project that I'm going to be doing over the next year or so, like, I'll always be like growing as well. So I just always want to be able to put that into my music and for other people to like resonate with it as well.
Right. You know, one of the things I've had an opportunity to discuss, and I've gotten a lot of flack for it a lot of times. I said, I've had an opportunity to visit the UK on 3 separate occasions, and I've always felt that they have a greater appreciation for music than we do here in the States. And I wanted you, if you could, to give the listeners here in the States, can you give them an idea, a little tidbit on the music scene in the UK as far as how R&B music is revered over there?
I think R&B as a whole is probably bigger in America, I would say. Over here, we appreciate R&B, but obviously we have like a grime scene, a garage scene. We have different genres of music that maybe you guys don't have over there. But I think like they're very like accepting of R&B as well. And obviously the like pop R&B also, that probably gets played more so on the radio over here in like what chart. But yeah, I think there is like we have like a wide range of different genres that a lot of people are into. So yeah, I think it just depends. I think if the song's a good song, then it's always going to resonate and with people, and like it will always catch on. Like if people believe what you're saying, and I think it will just catch on with the listeners.
Okay. For those who have not had the opportunity to hear your music and this is their first time saying, wow, I have an opportunity and I've seen the video, Ocean Deep, and they say, okay, for you, how would you describe yourself as an artist? What is it that you feel that you may bring different to the table that separates you from any other artist?
Yeah. So I try to hone in on the feeling as much as I can. And I think I have quite a distinctive tone that probably sets me apart from like most other artists that I try and hone in on as well. And then also like with my video concept, so if you watch the video, I try and think outside with like the concepts and things that I can do and work with the videographer and the director and just try and make everything as cohesive as possible, like with my music and then with the music, with the styling. Yeah, so I think that's something that I'm trying to set myself apart from other people at the moment.
One of the things that I've always taken great pleasure in as far as music is concerned is that visually a video can enhance an artist's brand.
Yeah, totally.
And when I look at Ocean Deep, I'm looking at that and then I'm listening to you as an artist. It seems to me that you had the ability to both. Do a little bit of modeling because I just love the camera. Really loves you.
Well, I'm definitely open to doing that. I haven't as yet, but yeah, I just love exploring like with fashion and with styling, and yeah, so that's definitely something that I want to work on in the future. But thank you.
Social media websites, that is a must, on Instagram.com/ that's Robin Page UK, and also for Twitter. How has it been so far for you as far as, I've noticed a lot of feedback that I've been getting, that you've got a lot of positive feedback here in the States about the EP, and what is your feeling on it? How do you think overall, from a writer's position, how do you think you did on it? How do you think, are you satisfied with it?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I'm so excited to like bring this project out. This is my first project that I'm putting out, especially with Ocean Deep. Like that was one of my favourites from the EP. I'm so happy about it. I feel like it was just a part of my journey that I'm excited to share with everyone. So yeah, just to put it out, and that people that I had worked with me on it, the other writers that I had with me, I was just like really fortunate enough to work with some great people. on the project as well. So yeah, I think I've done well, and I think this is just the beginning. So I'm just excited to put this out and get as many people listening as possible.
Well, it definitely resonates through the entire EP. I must ask, you know, you're doing your thing in the United Kingdom, which is beautiful, but I have to ask, when are you coming to the States to do some performances?
Oh, well, when someone invites me, I'll be out there, yeah, definitely. Like, the States is one of the places I definitely want to be hitting and doing shows out there and meeting lots more people. So, yeah, whenever I'm invited out, I'll be there.
Well, you have a personal invite from here at The Zone, so please come please come on down. I mean, I tell friends all the time, there are so many wonderful artists in the UK. I mean, exceptionally talented artists, and a lot of them that you don't hear them because they're indie. What has it been for you to be an independent artist, having that level of control, but at the same time, in the back of your mind, what do you think it would mean for you to be signed by a major label?
Yeah, I think there's so many, definitely in the UK, I know that there's so many independent artists doing it over here and, like, doing it well, do you know what I mean? And they're getting recognised. But I think if you're signed to a major label, it's just having that extra push and that extra help in reaching more people. But definitely as an independent artist, you can still do that. You can build up your fan base and just staying true to yourself. I think that's the most important thing, and you'll get to where you need to be, and that's definitely something that I'm doing. Like, I just want to keep doing what I'm doing and making sure that I can just connect with as many people, and if something comes up with a major label, then that'll be another conversation. But yeah, I think you just gotta, especially in independent, you just gotta stay focused and just keep riding the wave, really.
It can be very challenging, as you said, as far as the journey and also staying focused. The industry can be very unpredictable. For you as an artist, how have you managed to kind of separate your personal life from the music industry? Because, you know, we as listeners and people who tune in, like, they want to know so much more about you. So how have you been able to kind of manage both of those sides of it?
I do think that it all kind of rolls into one, really. I think you have to involve your personal life into your music, because that's how you get the best music. But I don't know, really. I think I balance it well. I've got good people around me, I've got a good family, I've got good producers that I'm working with, and, like, friends, and everyone's really supportive. So I think you just need to... I think it's just how you separate, but I do think that it's all one, because this is your life. I think if you do music, you dedicate a lot of your time and a lot of your life to it. So it all kind of just, it all comes rolled into one.
Because every artist that I've had the pleasure of speaking with, they always talk about the things that they have to give up as far as the career they're looking to have. In the end, the sacrifice. There's a lot of sacrifice involved to hone your skill. For you, can you explain to the listeners out there how important it is to have such a strong team around you to make sure that your product is being able to reach so many people internationally?
Yeah, I think it's so important. I don't think you should ever forget, like, the people that are helping you and people that are around you. And so important that you have people that are in your corner and promoting you and believing what you're doing is so, so important. That comes from your friends, your family, your producers, the writers you're working with. I think it's really important that you're around people that will have the same sort of vision.
I've also been told that you have a very special relationship with your sister, and I wanted to ask you, having that kind of relationship with her, how much of that support has actually encouraged you to pursue and continue your career?
Oh, so important. She's like my number one fan.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's so important to have that, and she's someone I confide in, and myself, sending my music to for the opinions and stuff. Yeah, it's so important. I think it's amazing. Like when you, I'm lucky enough to have like really supportive family and like, really believe in what I'm doing. So that is always really important to me, because ultimately at the end of the day, you're doing it for them as well as you're doing it for yourself. So yeah, it's really important.
Without question, for you, what comes first? The melody, or you just you start off with the melody first with your music, or are you just strictly just going as far as your lyrics are concerned?
We normally start with melody, so I'll go in with the producer. He'll maybe like lay some drums, we'll start with an idea and I'll come up with a melody, or if I'm working with another writer, I'll come up with a melody, a concept, and then we'll probably start with the lyrics. But it just depends, really. It could work differently depending on who I'm working with.
Okay. Well, far be it for me to deprive the many listeners that are tuning in to this morning's show. So let's get into it. The latest single, of course, from your debut EP, Ocean's Deep. Let's get into it here with Miss Robin Page here in the zone. Lord.
If I was to fall deep in your ocean, tell me, would you dive in, or would you let me drown? Maybe I would just float on your feelings. Don't let me turn blue. Sink or swim, 'cause I'm looking for your light. Are you sending me a lifeboat?
Single, her debut EP, Ocean Deep here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, to be sure to get all the latest updates, you can catch up with Robin on Instagram and Twitter, both at RobinPageUK. Okay, be sure, purchase the debut EP. We always talk about buying substance and quality, and she definitely brings all that to the table. My queen, first and foremost, I want to thank you for joining us, and I'm going to do personally, I'm going to make it my personal mission to make sure that we get you out here to the States, because I'm tired of seeing so many great artists from the UK, especially independent artists out there like yourself. They're putting out fantastic products, but they don't have an opportunity to come out here in the States and give some live performances, because we have so many wonderful venues that would love to have you. So think of this as your second home.
Thank you.
And whatever you, oh, it's my pleasure. And whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Lord. You have a wonderful evening, okay?
And you.
All right.
Thank
the
you.
The very super talented Robin Page. My goodness, 4 p.m. in the UK. My goodness. And I tell everyone, if you've never had an opportunity to go to England, at least try to do whatever you can. Go there once. It is, the music scene there is incredible. So many gifted independent artists. So many gifted. But that's neither here nor there. It's time to move on. Hope everyone is enjoying their morning. You know, the teddy bear, it takes a little time to get revving and moving and grooving. I'm a creature of habit. I'm a night person. I love the night. It's just something so sexy and so sensual about doing shows in the evening. But hey, you got to do whatever you need to do to make the artist happy, and that's what we're here to do. So, onward and upwards. We're going to take a little quick 2 and 2. I'm drinking on some tea and honey here in the studio. My staff was kind enough to do that for me. Yeah, it's not funny. They get my engine moving, so to speak. But in the meantime, let's get into some more Robin Page with Righteous from her latest debut EP, of course, Genesis, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Thank you.
where you been all weekend? I said, where have you been all weekend? You've been with her, haven't you? Do you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. So you need to decide, it's either me or her. Really? Really, Michael? Really?
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.